This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
It's like our little grain of sand, a little bit of tribute to what beautiful history there is behind this wonderful group of people, and just leaving it there in the air for people to feel connected to.
That connection has deep roots for flutist Eugenia Molinaire. She and her husband, guitarist Denis Azabagic, are the Cavatina duo, and their latest musical Sojourn takes us on a Sephardic journey.
Our dear friend and, I would say, a mentor, Sergio Assad, many years ago, he told us to explore our backgrounds. I come from Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Eugenia comes from Spain, and we wanted to do something in connection with Spain. She wanted to dig into past even more, and that's how we came across this rich culture of Sephardic Jews.
And then everything just seemed to fall into place for this Sephardic journey.
Like in 1996, when we went to Bosnia-Herzegovina to visit for the first time after the end of the war in former Yugoslavia, in one of the visits to my aunt, Eugenia was speaking to her mother, my great aunt. And as Eugenia was talking to her, at one point this lady started talking to her in Spanish. And Eugenia came to me and said, "I did not know that your great aunt spoke Spanish." And I looked her back and I said, "I didn't know either." And it turned out this lady was a descendant of Sephardic Jews, and that language that she was speaking was a Ladino, language that survived for many centuries, four or five centuries, since the times when the Jews were expelled from Spain. This lady was talking to Eugenia. At one point she said to her, "Now the circle is complete," referring that we have another Spaniard that came into the family.
To bring this music to light, the Cavatina duo reached out to several composers, some of whom are good friends and longtime colleagues, and they commissioned work specifically for this project.
Mainly the Sephardic music is, they are very simple songs, and we talked to the composers that we had been working with for the other projects, and we told them what we wanted. We did like a collaboration between us and the composers to find the right melodies that each of them felt more connected to. Each of them did their own piece with their own signature based on that music.
Well, it looks to me like this was as much a discovery for most of these composers as it was for you.
That's what they kept saying, especially from some. With Carlos Rafael Rivera, he says, "I had no idea what was this music about. I did not know anything about this culture, and I'm so glad to have discovered that." He's the author of one of the pieces on the CD called Plegaria y Canto al Bodre de la Mar.
The Avalon String Quartet is featured on two of the five works on this recording, including the Sephardic Suite by Clarice Assad.
When I saw the score the first time, the third movement, I was like, "What? How am I going to do that? Are you kidding? Me playing percussion with my own body? No." This is exactly what I love about Clarice. She is all about surprises, and she did surprise all of us.
David Leisner was commissioned to write a piece in tribute to a young poet. The poet was the son of Mark Cavallinas. He was a friend of both Denis and Eugenia.
It gets me thinking harder and harder, and actually makes me feel proud that this project is sort of not only tribute to one person that we knew, but to so many people who have been expelled and prosecuted and even tortured. But their spirit has survived, it has endured, so we are paying a tribute to human spirit.
The Cavatina duo, digging into their roots to revive the human spirit through a Sephardic journey. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Marker.